Okay, so picture this. You strolling through those, you know, some drenched piazzas, indulging in that melt-in-your-mouth pasta.
And all while surrounded by, like, the echoes of ancient history.
Yes. But hold on, no selfie sticks.
No tour group scrum.
Just pure, unadulterated Italian bliss.
That's the dream, right?
That's the dream. And our deep dive today is all about making that dream a reality. We are cracking open the inner secrets. 14 amazing days in Italy without the crowds.
A guidebook promising to unlock a side of Italy most tourists only, you know, dream of.
Exactly.
It's like finding that hidden trattoria.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the best pasta carbonara.
Ooh, yes.
The one the locals try to keep secret.
Yes.
This guidebook is about experiencing the soul of Italy away from the usual tourist frenzy.
I love that analogy. And they waste no time jumping into the deep end, starting with some surprisingly frank advice about Rome, a city that needs no introduction.
But maybe a little strategic maneuvering.
Yes.
Like they say, when in Rome.
Right.
Well, this guide suggests maybe don't be in Rome for too long, at least not all at once.
Right. They actually recommend minimizing your time there, treating it more like a beautiful, chaotic transit point. Get a taste, sure, but don't get bogged down trying to conquer the Colosseum and Trevi Fountain alongside a thousand other sweaty travelers.
Exactly. And speaking of conquering, they dive into the nitty-gritty of navigating Leonardo da Vinci Airport upon arrival.
Yes.
They walk you through everything. From those ticket machines that look straight out of a sci-fi movie pro tip, buy your Trenitalia ticket there, just in case your flight has other plans, to hopping on the Leonardo Express train like a seasoned commuter.
It's like they've been watching over your shoulder, anticipating those, wait, what do I do now moments. But here's where it gets really interesting. They dedicate a whole section to outsmarting pickpockets.
Yes, especially when you're fresh off the plane and maybe not operating at peak awareness.
Exactly.
It's about minimizing those moments of vulnerability. And let's face it, we've all been there. Glued to Google Maps in a crowded piazza, practically begging to become a walking target.
They even call out those sneaky tactics.
Yeah.
Gangs of kids who seem all cute and harmless until your wallet disappears.
Oh, I know.
The staged falls that make you question the laws of physics.
Right. It's like a real-life action movie.
Yes.
But instead of high-speed chases, this guide arms you with practical advice. Carry your bag in front, avoid back pockets, and most importantly, trust that little voice in your head.
Yes.
If a situation feels off, it probably is.
Basically, channel your inner Roman detective.
Yes.
But once you've mastered the art of self-preservation in the Eternal City, the guide whisks you away from the crowds to a region that's practically synonymous with tranquility. Umbria, the heart of Italy.
Think rolling hills, vineyards bathed in golden light, medieval towns perched on hilltops. Umbria is where you go to reconnect with the slower rhythms of Italian life.
And their secret weapon for experiencing this tranquility, the Centro Storico strategy.
Which, for those who haven't brushed up on their Italian, simply means historic center. The guide advocates for staying within the heart of these ancient towns to experience a side of Italy most tourists miss.
They use the example of San Gimignano, describing the magic of having the place practically to yourself at dawn and dusk, before the tour buses roll in and after they've retreated for the day.
Imagine sipping your cappuccino as the sun bathes those ancient towers in golden light, the only sound, the gentle hum of local life.
Wow.
That's what this guide is all about.
It's like stepping back in time.
It is.
And speaking of stepping back in time, the guide then maps out these incredible day trips from your Umbrian base, each one promising a glimpse into the real Italy.
And this is where their philosophy of savoring each experience really comes into play. It's not about ticking off a checklist of sights, but about embracing the slower pace, allowing yourself to get lost in the beauty of it all.
Okay, I'm already feeling more relaxed. So, spill the details. What hidden gems await us in the Umbrian countryside?
Well, buckle up, because we're about to uncover some seriously hidden gems.
Ooh, I love it.
First up, we have Corsiano.
Okay.
A town seemingly plucked straight out of a medieval painting.
With remarkably well-preserved architecture, you said.
You got it.
It makes you wonder what it would have been like to, like, stroll those streets centuries ago.
Exactly. And if you're lucky enough to be there during the holidays, you might even stumble upon their legendary life-size nativity scene.
Wow.
Imagine the artistry involved in creating something So intricate and detailed.
Wow, that's something you wouldn't find on your average postcard.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, forget the tourist traps, here's a real taste of Italian tradition.
Precisely, and the discoveries don't stop there. Next, we venture to Solomeo.
Okay.
A town with a story as unique as its beauty.
This is the one with the connection to fashion, right? Not exactly what I picture when I think of a sleepy Italian town.
I know, right? But this is no ordinary fashion story. It's about Brunello Cucinelli.
Okay.
The designer known as the King of Cashmere, who poured his heart and soul into restoring his hometown.
So it's more than just a restoration project. It's a testament to one man's vision.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cucinelli believes in humanistic capitalism.
Interesting.
A philosophy that values beauty, craftsmanship, and the well-being of workers. And you see that philosophy woven into the fabric of Solomeo.
Fascinating. It makes you want to book a flight just to experience this harmonious blend of past and present.
Right. And speaking of journeys through time, our next stop takes us to Bavagna, where you can literally witness history unfolding before your eyes.
Okay, you have to tell me more about this. What can we expect in Bavagna?
Prepare to be transported back to the Middle Ages. Not only can you explore a beautifully preserved Roman mill, but you can also witness the ancient art of medieval papermaking.
Hold on, they still make paper using those old world techniques.
They do.
Wow.
Imagine the craftsmanship, the patience, the dedication to preserving those traditions.
Wow.
It's like stepping into a living museum.
Wow. I'm starting to understand the appeal of venturing off the beaten path, and I'm guessing the beauty of Umbria doesn't end there.
Definitely not. The guide then points us to Spello,
okay,
aptly nicknamed the City of Flowers.
So we've gone from rolling hills to cobblestone streets adorned with blossoms. It sounds idyllic.
It truly is. And while we're on the subject of must-sees, we can't forget Assisi, a town that needs little introduction.
Right, the home of St. Francis. But the guide mentions it's worth a visit even for those who aren't on a religious pilgrimage.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because beyond its religious significance, Assisi is a place of extraordinary beauty and tranquility. The guide reminds us to use those crowd-dodging strategies, though, especially here.
Right.
Early morning or late evening visits are key to experiencing the magic without the masses.
Noted. But for those moments when you need a break from all that history and culture, what's our next move?
Well, for a change of pace, the guide suggests a trip to Lake Trezzemolo, the largest lake in central Italy.
Ah, little lakeside relaxation.
Precisely. Imagine yourself cruising across the tranquil waters. The sun warm on your skin, a gentle breeze whispering through the olive groves.
Okay, I'm officially in vacation mode now. What makes Lake Trezzemolo so special?
Aside from its sheer beauty, Lake Trezzemolo is dotted with charming islands, each with its own unique character. You can hop on a ferry and explore picturesque towns like Monte del Lago, San Feliciano, and Passignano sul Trezzemolo.
It sounds like the perfect blend of relaxation and exploration. A chance to recharge those batteries before our next adventure.
Speaking of adventure, from the tranquil shores of Lake Trezzemolo, the guide leads us further north to Città di Castello,
okay,
a town that holds a claim to fame you might not expect.
Do tell. I'm always up for a good surprise. What awaits us in Città di Castello?
Well, let's just say that Città di Castello is where you can channel your inner Italian film star, because this charming town happens to be the birthplace of the one and only Monica Bellucci.
Get out. No way. I had no idea. See, this is what I love about these deep dives, unearthing these little nuggets of trivia that make you want to pack your bags immediately.
Right. It's like you're suddenly seeing these places in a whole new light. But Città di Castello has another trick up its sleeve, one that truly embodies the spirit of this guidebook.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. Spill the beans. What's this town's best-kept secret?
Tucked away in the surrounding mountains, almost entirely off the tourist radar, lies the village of Monte Santa Maria Taberina. Imagine a place untouched by time, a perfectly preserved medieval gem with winding cobblestone streets and breathtaking views.
Okay, I'm picturing it, and I'm already feeling my blood pressure drop.
Right, and here's the best part. The guidebook claims you can have this medieval masterpiece practically to yourself. They even recount a visit on a Friday where they encountered only six other souls.
Six other people. That's practically like having a private viewing of a world-class museum. It sounds too good to be true.
That's the beauty of embracing a little strategic seclusion. But eventually, we have to leave the tranquility of the mountains and head back towards those bustling cities. Next up, Arezzo.
Arezzo. The name itself sounds like the beginning of a beautiful Italian sonnet. what awaits us in this poetic corner of Tuscany?
Arezzo has a special kind of magic. It's a city steeped in art and history, but the guidebook urges us to approach it with a particular mindset, one that embodies la dolce vita.
Ah, la dolce vita, that uniquely Italian blend of sweetness and life lived to the fullest.
Exactly. It's about slowing down, engaging with the locals, savoring long, leisurely meals. In Arezzo, it's about ditching the itinerary and embracing the art of simply being.
So less been there, done that, and more, let's see where the day takes us.
Precisely. But even with a relaxed approach, Arezzo offers plenty to capture your imagination. Piazza Grande, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is a must for people watching and soaking up the city's vibrant energy.
I'm imagining a classic Italian piazza. Pigeons, fountains, maybe a charming old man playing accordion.
You've got it. And for a glimpse into Arezzo's ancient past, a visit to the Roman amphitheater is a must.
I always feel a sense of awe standing in those ancient spaces, imagining the gladiators and the roar of the crowds. It's history come to life.
Precisely. And speaking of masterpieces, the guidebook also recommends a visit to the Cathedral of Arezzo, home to stunning stained glass windows and an air of serenity that transcends time.
It sounds like a feast for the senses. But for those of us who prefer our history a little less polished and a little more hands-on, what does Arezzo have in store?
Well, if you happen to be in town on the first weekend of the month, you're in for a treat. Arezzo's legendary antiques market. Imagine. Streets lined with treasures, each with its own story to tell.
No, that's an experience you wouldn't find in any museum. I can already picture myself haggling over a vintage Venetian glass or a dusty first edition.
Just remember to pace yourself. Those Italian markets can be overwhelming, even for the most seasoned shoppers.
Good advice. And speaking of overwhelming, we can't escape the siren call of Florence forever, can we?
Even the most ardent advocate for hidden gems has to acknowledge the allure of Florence. But fear not, our trusty guidebook doesn't abandon us to the throngs of selfie stick-wielding tourists.
So how do we tackle Florence without losing our sanity or our sense of adventure?
It's all about strategy and a little bit of pre-planning. They're adamant about pre-booking tickets, especially for the heavy hitters like the Uffizi Gallery and the Accademia, home to Michelangelo's David.
Good call. Nobody wants to spend their precious Italian vacation hours queuing in the Tuscan sun.
Exactly. And once you secure those coveted tickets, the guide recommends hitting the ground running, starting with the Uffizi, home to masterpieces by Botticelli, Caravaggio, and Rembrandt, to name just a few.
It's like stepping into an art history textbook, but in the best way possible.
Exactly. And speaking of masterpieces, a visit to the Accademia is a must, but they offer a fantastic tip for experiencing David fully.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do we make the most of this iconic encounter?
They suggest taking a moment to just sit down in the gallery amidst the crowds and the hushed whispers and simply absorb the sheer scale and artistry of Michelangelo's creation.
That's such a good point. It's easy to get swept up in the frenzy of seeing these iconic works, but taking a moment to really appreciate them, that's when the magic truly happens.
Once you've had your fill of Renaissance masterpieces, it's time to embrace a little La Dolce Vita again. Scroll across the Ponte Vecchio, wander through the bubbly gardens, and maybe even channel your inner Medici at the Pitti Palace.
From Renaissance art to gardens fit for a king, Florence truly has it all. Any final tips for conquering this city?
Don't forget to rub the snout of Il Porcellino for good luck.
Ah, yes. The bronze boar statue with the shiny nose. I've heard it's good luck to give it a rub.
Exactly. And for a truly local experience, they suggest lunch at the Mercato Central, though they warn it can get quite lively. And of course, no trip to Florence is complete without indulging in some gelato.
Amen to that. But all good things must come to an end, even this whirlwind tour of Tuscany. What's our next move?
From the heart of Tuscany, we hop on a high-speed train, the Frecciarossa, and zoom our way north to Turin, the gateway to the Piedmont region.
Turin, a city that often gets overshadowed by its more glamorous counterparts, wouldn't you say?
It's true, but that's part of Turin's appeal. It's a city that rewards those who take the time to discover its hidden depths. But in the spirit of strategic seclusion, the guidebook doesn't linger in Turin for long, using it more as a launching point to explore the Piedmont region, particularly the town of Alba.
Alba, a town that sounds like it belongs in a fairy tale. What awaits us in this mysterious corner of Piedmont?
Imagine rolling hills covered in vineyards, medieval castles perched on hilltops, and the aroma of truffles wafting through the air. Alba is a town that indulges all your senses.
Okay, you had me at truffles.
Alba is the gateway to Lelong, a region famed for its exquisite white truffles and world-renowned Barolo wines. It's a place to savor the good life, to indulge in the finer things.
So less sightseeing, more indulging in sensory delights.
Precisely. If you're lucky enough to be there during the fall, the Alba White Truffle Festival is an experience like no other. Imagine an entire town celebrating this culinary delicacy.
It sounds like a food lover's paradise. And for those of us who aren't truffle connoisseurs, what else does Alba have to offer?
Well, even if you're not a wine enthusiast, a Barolo wine tour is an experience not to be missed. Imagine driving through those picturesque vineyards, the sun setting over the rolling hills, a glass of Barolo in hand. It's about soaking up the beauty of the region as much as it is about the wine itself.
It sounds absolutely magical, but all this talk of truffles and wine is making me want to book a flight immediately. What about the logistics? How do we navigate this region?
The guide recommends the Line 2172 bus for traveling between Alba and Barolo, praising its efficiency and scenic views.
So we can sit back, relax, and enjoy the scenery without worrying about navigating those winding country roads.
Exactly. And if you're feeling particularly fancy, they have a hilarious anecdote about a luxury car hire service called Alba in NCC. They specifically recommend requesting a driver named URI and his very nice Jaguar.
And that's what I call traveling in style. It sounds like they've had some fun adventures in Alba.
They definitely know how to make the most of their travels. And speaking of adventures, from the truffle-filled hills of Piedmont, our journey takes us to a region that needs little introduction. The Italian Riviera, home to the iconic Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre, those five colorful villages clinging to the cliffs, seemingly defying gravity. It's a photographer's dream.
It's truly a sight to behold, but the guidebook doesn't shy away from the reality of Cinque Terre's popularity.
So how do we experience the beauty of Cinque Terre without getting caught in a tourist tsunami?
It's all about timing and a little bit of strategic planning. They stress the importance of visiting either very early in the morning or later in the evening, avoiding the midday rush when the crowds are at their peak.
So sunrise hikes and sunset strolls.
Exactly. And for a truly immersive experience, they suggest considering a stay in one of the villages themselves. Imagine waking up to the sound of the waves crashing against the cliffs, the scent of lemons and salt air filling your senses.
It sounds idyllic, but for those of us who prefer a little more space to breathe, what alternatives does the guidebook offer?
They recommend basing yourself in La Spezia, the bustling port city that serves as a gateway to Cinque Terre.
La Spezia, a city that often gets overlooked in the shadow of its more glamorous neighbors. What hidden gems await us there?
La Spezia has a charm all its own. They recommend exploring the lively old town, delving into maritime history at the Naval Museum, and taking a leisurely stroll along the picturesque waterfront.
Soaking up the atmosphere without the crowds, it sounds like a win-win.
Precisely. And for a taste of the Italian Riviera without the crowds of Cinque Terre, they recommend a visit to Lerici, a charming seaside town, just a short bus or taxi ride from La Spezia.
Another hidden gem. This guidebook is a treasure trove of secret escapes. What makes Lerici so special?
They describe it as a place where time seems to move a little slower, a place to escape the hustle and bustle and simply relax.
It sounds like a perfect antidote to Cinque Terre's energy. But as much as I love uncovering these hidden gems, I can sense we're nearing the end of our Italian adventure. Where does this road less traveled lead us next?
Well, as all journeys must, ours eventually leads us back to where we began, Rome.
Ah, the Eternal City, a place that stays with you long after you've said arrivederci. Any final tips for navigating the city that has it all?
Guidebook reminds us of those essential crowd-dodging strategies we discussed earlier. Pre-planning early mornings, embracing spontaneity.
And maybe packing a little patience, too. It's all part of the adventure, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as you savor those final hours in Rome, they offer a couple of neighborhood suggestions for accommodations.
I love a good neighborhood recommendation. It's all about experiencing a city like a local. Which areas do they suggest?
They highlight two districts, each with its own unique flavor. First up, Monte. A bohemian enclave with a trendy vibe and easy access to iconic sites like the Colosseum and the Roman Forum.
So a perfect blend of ancient history and modern day energy.
Exactly. And for a slightly more local feel, they suggest Prati, an elegant neighborhood known for its beautiful architecture and relaxed atmosphere.
It sounds like the perfect place to wander, get lost in the side streets, and stumble upon a hidden trattoria or two.
Precisely. And with that, our grand Italian adventure comes to an end.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to book a one-way ticket to Rome right now. This guidebook has been an absolute revelation.
It really has. It's not just a collection of destinations, it's a philosophy of travel. It's about slowing down, embracing the unexpected, and discovering the soul of Italy.
And sometimes that means venturing off the beaten path, trusting your instincts, and maybe even getting a little lost along the way.
Because ultimately, that's where the best memories are made, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I think we've given our listeners plenty to dream about today. Safe travels and happy exploring, everyone.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.